From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Kyle Norris. The University of Missouri Board of Curators is meeting today in a closed session in Kansas City. This comes as the UM system continues to face scrutiny from state legislators. One Missouri lawmaker proposes cutting $8 million from the system roiled by recent race-related protests at its Columbia campus. The possible cuts were rolled out yesterday by Republican House Budget Chairman Tom Flanagan of Carthage. The cuts include reducing funding to the Columbia campus by $400,000, among other things, by eliminating the salary of suspended University of Missouri Assistant Professor Melissa Click. The budget plan also would cut more than $7 million from the system's administration. Tenure-seeking Click had a confrontation with a student photographer and videographer during the November 9th protest at the Columbia campus over university leadership's perceived indifference to racial issues. State lawmakers broadly have called for Click to be fired. Governor Jay Nixon called the budget proposal, quote, devastating to public education. An advocacy group from St. Louis met with state legislators yesterday to lobby for drug policy reform. Chad Sabora, director of Missouri Network for Opiate Reform and Recovery, says statewide legislation on Missouri's opioid problem is absolutely necessary to save lives.
The problem has not gotten enough attention on harm reduction, such as syringe access, needle exchange programs, more access to Narcan, so too many people are dying, and the problem exists with our lack of funding for treatment.
A House bill that would allow pharmacists to issue over-the-counter prescriptions of Narcan and aid in overdose recovery is scheduled for a Senate hearing tomorrow. That bill passed out of the House earlier this month with just 2 no votes. House members have voted unanimously to make changes to the Missouri Returning Heroes Education Act to cap tuition for veterans who enlisted after September 11, 2001, at $50 per credit hour. The Joplin Globe reports Monday's vote could have significant implications for veterans who are inundated with costs related to tuition, such as student fees and room and board. University of Missouri graduate student Sean McLafferty testified during the bill's committee hearing that Mizzou currently charges $276 per credit hour for in-state tuition. Representative Charlie Davis, a Webb City Republican, says he is confident the bill will pass in the Senate. The Missouri Senate has backed a proposal to stop the practice of lobbyists paying for catered events for groups of elected officials. Senators voted 19-8 yesterday for a proposal to stop group spending by lobbyists. The change was made as an amendment to legislation aimed at limiting lobbyist spending on lawmakers. Some senators criticized a practice of lobbyists frequently catering meals for lawmakers at the Capitol. Republican Senator Rob Schaff of St. Joseph proposed changing that. He says lobbyist spending can lead to a pay-to-play system that allows lobbyists to pay for access to legislators. The change was part of a larger debate in the legislature over tightening the state's lax ethics laws following recent resignations of lawmakers accused of inappropriate behavior. Some Ferguson residents are challenging the city's decision to reject a federal agreement to overhaul its police department and municipal courts. The Ferguson City Council met last night for the first time since its members voted unanimously 2 weeks earlier to turn down a consent decree negotiated with the Justice Department. That agreement followed a scathing DOJ review of local law enforcement following the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown in 2014. Federal prosecutors sued the city the day after the council's vote. Most of the first 20 people to speak during a public comment period urged leaders to accept the terms of the original agreement. City leaders say those changes could cause Ferguson to go bankrupt, but some speakers challenged the city's cost estimates. I'm Kyle Norris, KBIA News, Columbia.